Good morning.
Okay, it's great to have you with us today. And let's talk a little bit about this event and discuss what goes on tomorrow. First of all, this is as far as hours, does it start pretty early? But farmers are always starting early in the morning. That's part and parcel. But when do things open up on the Capitol lawn?
The market officially kicks off at 10 a.m.
Okay. And you run through about what time? Is there a definite cutoff or when the produce and some of the goods are gone?
Well, the market runs until 3. We certainly encourage people to come down early and shop for the best selection, but we will have vendors there all the way through 3 o'clock.
All right. Now, this is a particularly unique anniversary for this event for you, is it not?
Yes, this is the 10th year that we've hosted a farmer's market on the Capitol lawn, and we're very excited about the longevity of this event, and I think it speaks to how much people enjoy coming down to the Capitol lawn and purchasing from Michigan growers and producers that represent all areas of the state.
How has it grown over the years since you 10 years, so tomorrow will be the 10th anniversary. What did it start off like, and where are you right now in terms of participation by farmers, growers, vendors from farms, and the folks?
Absolutely. Well, we've certainly seen an increase in the number of vendors. We have also seen an increase in the variety of products offered. So really got started to showcase Michigan-grown fruits and vegetables, and we still have quite a few vendors that showcase those items. But over the years, we've also added a large variety of value-added products. So people that are taking those fresh-grown Michigan fruits and vegetables and creating all kinds of sauces and baked goods and jams and jellies and salsas and just a really wide variety of food products with those Michigan-grown ingredients.
So basically, if I'm not buying blueberries or cherries, but I'm buying products made with those, you keep that pure Michigan stamp going through even that next generation of product that people can come out and buy?
Absolutely.
All right. So how many, what are we looking at in total vendors? Because I remember a few years ago going by and saying, well, you know, driving by, that's nice. And then last year, looking at it one day, I said, boy, that thing has grown, and they're going to run out of lawn space here, and they're going to have a hard time bringing some grass back. I mean, there are a lot of people. So what are we looking at in total vendors?
We're expecting 70 vendors tomorrow that are selling Michigan food and agricultural products. And then we also have a number of nonprofits there as well to greet customers and share information about their programs. And we're also joined by some really important sponsors of the event. But overall, we'll have 70 food and agricultural product vendors.
I'm fascinated by how this has grown, too, and it's sort of like what's new, what's old is new again. Excuse me, these farmers markets were a big deal, you know, a century ago. And then it seemed to be, you know, let's go to the supermarket, the grocery store. Now they're really coming back. I was in a couple of weeks ago in Taos, and East Taos, and then Taos City. They had two different markets going on at different times. There were a lot of people, and it seems like everywhere I go in Michigan, at least if there's not a farmer's market going on in the town I'm at, there's one maybe like one town over. And does everybody tie together and work together with your association?
Well, there are over 300 farmers markets across the state of Michigan, and that's a huge growth from back in 2006 when our association got started, and there were closer to 90 farmers markets in the state. So we've seen huge growth in the last several years. We are a member-based association, so farmers markets and farmers and vendors all across the state become members of our association, and we work together to provide training and education, policy advocacy,
sure,
and then just creating that network of sharing ideas and best practices and supporting market managers and farmers and vendors all across the state.
What about here in Lansing, where the Lansing City Market, it changed. The old building's gone. There's the new building. Some deride it as a pole barn. Some say it's gotten away from its focus as a true farmer's market. Are you aware of some of the back and forth that's gone on with that, and is there room for, you know, maybe something different on a regular basis, a daily basis, or maybe a weekly basis in the capital city as opposed to just the neighborhood farmers markets which we have around Lansing?
Well, I am a little bit familiar with the shifts and the changes to Lansing City Market. I think that what's so great about farmers markets all across the state is that they really reflect the community that they're in and the desires and needs of that community. So when a community calls for a community gathering place, that's what the market becomes. When the community is looking for fresh for access to fresh fruits and vegetables, that's really what the market market's primary mission can be. And when the market or when the community is looking for economic stimulus and support for new entrepreneurs, that's what the market becomes a showcase of. So I think the most successful farmers markets in Michigan really reflect the community. And as the community's needs and wants change, so does the market. And so
You may have summed it up perfectly, Amanda, for Lansing, because we, then the sum up would be we can't seem to agree on anything in Lansing right now. So that may be the perfect sum up for us in a farmer's market overall, at least a large one. Okay, so tomorrow, the farmer's market, the state farmer's market, the Capitol, you've got two other dates coming up later in the summer, too. Is that right? Or you got one more date to go, right?
No, three dates in total this year. So tomorrow and then Thursday, August 27th, and Thursday, September 24th.
Okay, so indeed, two more after tomorrow. People can get the normal parking structures downtown if they want to park and come to it. It's free. Will they take credit card at most of these stands, or at least a lot of them?
A lot of them will, yes, but always cash is encouraged as well.
Cash is king there on the lawn of the state capitol and sometimes on the inside of the building as well. Amanda Shreve is the manager for programs and partnerships with the Michigan Farmers Market Association. They've got their big event going on tomorrow, 10 to 3, on the Capitol lawn. Amanda, thanks for updating us on your 10th anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.